This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. In the more than 20 months since the deadly shooting in Parkland, the state has passed a number of laws to address school safety, including the controversial measure allowing teachers to be armed. Much of that legislation came out of a report published by the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission. It recently published a second report, and the commission's impact will continue. In 2018, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission was created by the Florida legislature, less than a month after the Parkland shooting. The commission was given the power to identify what went wrong in Parkland, what's not safe in Florida's public schools overall, and then recommend ways to fix those things. That power is impacting every school-age child in Florida.
Nobody's under any illusion that it's perfect, but we're in a better state and a safer state today than we were 20 months ago. And a lot of work yet to be done, but it is moving in the right direction.
That's Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri at a commission meeting last month. As chair, he's one of the most vocal members of the commission.
As we know, change is hard. In many cases, it's controversial, and in some cases, it's resisted.
This is Gualtieri from last year, talking about the commission's first report.
But it's necessary if we're going to do better and ensure that every kid who goes to school in the morning comes home at night.
That first report was published in early January, and it recommended that legislators require schools to have an active assailant response plan, and that legislators change how schools are staffed with armed security. One of the most controversial initiatives was to allow teachers to join the Guardian program and carry a gun on campus. Governor Ron DeSantis supported the measure.
You have somebody that really wants to do harm. If they think they're going to meet resistance, they're much less likely to choose a school. So I want our schools to be off limits. I don't want people to think that somehow it's a soft target.
The Florida legislature turned many of the recommendations from the commission's report into law in one bill.
Board members will proceed to vote.
22 yeas, 17 nays, Mr. President.
Show the bill passes.
This pretty streamlined process, from a report to full-on state law, that's happening again. The committee's second report was published last week, and the legislature will be back in Tallahassee in January. But what the commission has done with its power has its critics. The makeup of the commission was determined by former state leaders, all of them Republican. The 16 current members have backgrounds in education, mental health, and some parents of victims in Parkland. More than a third of the commission members are current or former law enforcement.
It does not include students. It does not include current on-the-ground educators. It does not include a sufficient number of mental health professionals. It does not include any voting members who are people of color or advocates for students with disabilities.
Bacardi Jackson is the managing attorney for the Miami office of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Last month, the center released a report outlining these concerns. Jackson says this lack of representation doesn't make Florida schools safer for all students.
For example, in your lengthy discussion today of diversion programs, there was nothing at all said about the inherent racial and ability bias that is currently embedded in school discipline.
Numerous studies show Black students and students with disabilities are disproportionately disciplined in school compared to their peers. The national think tank, the Aspen Institute, also released a report criticizing some of the commission's recommendations. The report said, quote, "Preventing school shootings through data is fraught with ethical and technical risks. They see potential for bias in any algorithms making predictions." In its newest report, the commission has a number of new directives. Those include making sure agencies create specific policies for notifying victims' families after a mass casualty, reducing the number of active shooter drills, and finding a way to increase funding for mental health screening and treatment. The specifics of how any of these would be implemented is still up to the legislature, which so far has been receptive to the commission's suggestions.
So we'll keep this moving, get this report, work with the legislature, and find the best appropriate time to come back together next year.
And the commission will continue to meet beyond next year. They have the power to make recommendations to lawmakers until 2023. I'm Katie Switalski in Hollywood.